Mr. Brady, not a day goes by, it seems, where North Korea isn't firing a missile. And yet the UN is just looking at resolutions?
Unfortunately, the world is again trying to just slap North Korea's hand while they buy time to build up even more dangerous nuclear missile capabilities. And I think this has been a lesson for our new president. You've seen Kim Jong-il thumb his nose at the president. Iran's Ahmadinejad has not responded to any overtures. Europe has refused to send troops to Afghanistan at the president's request, and the rest of the world refuses to take the terrorist detainees from Guantanamo. Again, presidents urge them, they're turning their back. I think what the president's finding is that it's a lot more difficult to lead than to campaign. Good speeches aren't enough, but you actually got to engage in trade, in the economy, in a whole number of areas if you're going to turn these countries around. I think he's finding, too, that we're having to create alliances, as President Bush did, to try to address these issues. He's finding himself more and more going down the same road.
He promised that 95% of Americans would not see a tax increase. And yet, when you go and look at what the average family brings in a year and what their debt load now is under President Obama, these are some pretty scary numbers.
It is. New numbers show that all the new spending in just the past year has added $55,000 to each American family's debt. Their share of the federal government's debt has increased by $55,000 just over the past year. There is no free money. Someone ultimately has to pay for this. And I'm convinced if we don't get a hold of spending, it's going to be middle-class families, it's going to be small businesses, it's going to be a lot of people who can't afford these taxes that this new government's going to go after.
And Judicial Watch revealed some very interesting information about Acorn. Apparently, Acorn is going to be involved in counting all Americans in 2010.
Well, the census, as you know, is critical for states and for congressional redistricting. It looks like in the dead of night, after the deadline is passed, the White House's Census Bureau is contracting with Acorn to do the census or do portions of it. Acorn is under a multi-state investigation for voter corruption right now. And under this proposal, they'll be handpicking the workers who will be coming to our doors, who will compile the data that's so critical to our state, to our communities, and to our congressional representation. This needs to be stopped. We don't need these groups that are under indictment at our doorstep trying to get the information from our families. It's invasive, it's intrusive, and I don't trust them.
And yet, in the same documentation, it shows that an off-duty law enforcement officer can't take a second job as a census worker.
Well, this is part of this new government's decision that the national security threats are our veterans, our pro-life families, our law enforcement. Now they're barring law enforcement and other groups they don't like from participating in the census, yet they're letting a group under indictment for voter fraud and corruption play a major role. That's scary.
Acorn was one of the groups we talked about last fall during the election cycle. Another thing we were talking about last fall were the automakers and the fact that they'd been losing money year after year, and maybe it was a good idea to go ahead and do some sort of bankruptcy filing.
I've believed all along a structured bankruptcy would be the best tool for GM Chrysler to come out of this crisis as a lean, mean auto company for the future, which is exactly what we want them to be. Unfortunately, now taxpayers are on the hook for $50 billion with GM, more for Chrysler. Experts predict it'll be another $100 billion total to move these two back out of bankruptcy and into a solvent company. Again, the American taxpayers, as with the banks, as with insurance companies, now perhaps with states, are going to end up on the hook for this.
One of the things you get to do this week, Mr. Brady, head back to Washington, D.C., where the global warming, climate change, whatever they're calling it today, debate is about to heat up. And we're hearing now that the speaker has been in China during the Memorial Day weekend, not in her district, and she's had some interesting things to say.
As opposed to every other delegation, Republican and Democrat, that has raised the critical issue of human rights in China, she decided to skirt that. She decided and said to say about global warming that about Americans, that every aspect of our lives must be subjected to an inventory of how we're taking responsibility. It's revealing how much government interference she supports in our lives, whether it's the lawnmowers we use, 50 pages in the global warming bill are devoted to our light bulbs. It just tells you this climate bill has grown out of control. But when our leadership believes every aspect of our lives should be subjected to an inventory, just how intrusive is our new federal government going to get?
We did see this past week a Rasmussen survey that showed that 64% of Americans want fewer government programs and less taxes. Apparently that message isn't getting out.
Well, in California, they made their voices heard at the ballot box. Less government, less taxes in California. In the rest of the country is even more common sense. We know in Texas people believe this government has grown out of control. Spending in the deficit is at unimaginable levels. They want all that trimmed back now. And they know that the debt, the cost of this, they'll end up paying.